OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. And you know what? I talk about our website every single morning. And you guys have been fabulous. We're getting so many hits on the website. And let me just tell you, if you have missed an author or a guest on the show, simply go to www.onpointcxmas.com and click on the guest tab. Now, if it's this month, then you can just click on upcoming guests. But if it was at another time and you're not quite sure, you can click on past guests, and they're all there lined up with their websites, with their connection information. And you know what? You guys just make us so happy, because we know that we know that we know this is Smart Talk for all of us who want to be smarter people. So thank you for going to the website. Hit it up. We absolutely love it. Or you can connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip 71302. Or just simply pick up the phone, 318-445-5658. If we're not there, we're happy to return the call. So just make sure that you connect with us. I'm going to tell you, it helps us and it helps you, and it's just a great resource. Y'all, I don't know about you, I am pumped up every single morning. But after talking to Lisa Gibbons on yesterday, I am just on full throttle charge. And I'm going to tell you, we say to all of our authors, and we have producers literally from around the country that connect with us on various different projects that they'd like to see happen here on the OPT. And so what we do is we carefully go through all of the information that we get. So if you send us something and it takes us a little while, don't despair. We have not forgotten. We have not overlooked it. We really scan through and vet everything and everybody. And so the books and the authors, the guests that we bring, with all of those books, this is why we fish so much. Well, no, this is not why we fish so much. I'm lying. We fish so much because DC absolutely loves it. But it is a time where I am reading, reading, reading. And when we read these books, we don't just take the prep sheets. I absolutely read every word of the book. And then we decide and we pray and we make sure that it's something great for all of us. And so when we bring it, we bring our heart. And that's why we're so excited when you call and say, gosh, how can I get the book? It inspired me. I needed that. People were texting in saying, Lisa is me. I am she. And so it's all about the connections. But without further ado, I gotta take a break. But you know that it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And you know it's gonna be right on point. Hey, I got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you who's in the studio. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Now, I didn't tell you this morning, but I didn't forget. If you're just getting started, please make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others in every single day. You know, I used to tell you, first of all, that I'd see an accident in the traffic circle. Well, every single day now I'm seeing aggression on the road. And you know where I'm seeing the aggression from? Women! Women are getting so aggressive behind the wheel. Ladies, what's up with that? We need to take our times getting there, and we need to have a humility on the road. Traffic is piling up. Road construction is everywhere for the betterment of our roads and our cities, and we all have to do our part. So just food for thought this morning as you're traveling in, think about the word humility. Don't blow somebody down because they cut in front of you. You know what? Pay it forward. Let somebody in. You know, be a giver on the road, and I'm telling you, we're all going to be a lot happier. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparents Program. Y'all, I absolutely love, love, love this program. It's for seniors starting at 55 years old or older. It is an opportunity for grandparents to go out and be a foster grandparent, to help a child, to be a mentor, to help them to read, and to just help them to get better. Remember that old adage, it takes a village? Well, this is an opportunity to share today and shape tomorrow. And not only is it an opportunity to do that, but you get stipends for doing it. You get money for helping, and it doesn't affect any of your money. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve. Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Now, this morning, you know it's Friday. It's the weekend, and everybody can agree that, hallelujah, it's Friday. Well, it's also Real Women Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Lisa Campo, regular contributor, and also Teresa Bowie, regular contributor. And we're waiting for Miss Lamia Solomon. But ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And so I was so pumped up after yesterday's conversation with Lisa Gibbons. Lisa has been in the television industry. She's had her own syndicated talk show. She's on syndicated radio. She was on Entertainment Tonight. She's been a producer. She has got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's done a lot. Well, she's also an author of Take Two, Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. And so after our conversation, I was just so thoughtful about the conversation and about the book. And this morning I wanted Real Women, Real Talk to weigh in on courage, because one of the themes in the book, there are so many wonderful themes, but one of the themes that I thought was probably integral to everything we do in life, Teresa, and that is courage. And this is one of the things that she said. She said, the world as we have created, it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. However, and I'm adding this, it takes courage to change your thinking. And when I broached the subject of courage, everybody was kind of like, yeah, that's true. So I want you to weigh in on courage and how we push past the fear that we all inherently have. It's all built in at some level, even to believers. How do we push past that and become courageous and start to do those things that we know that we're built to do?
It's like we're all born in a box. And if you think of yourself, like literally, if you think of yourself being in a dimensional box that only fits you, you have to actually change your mind. You can say, you know what, I can just live in the confinements of my own mind, or I can actually kick my way out of it. But I have to have the courage to, one, know I'm strong enough to get out of it, and have the will to be able to move beyond my limitations. And I think that, like you said, that's something that everybody is born with. But you kind of you have to. It's like a means of survival. You have to kick your way out of your own box so that you can move on to other horizons and do other things that you may know you can do, but you don't even have the courage to face it.
And I knew you were going to be able to weigh in on that, Teresa. And I love, like, the way that your mind instantly thinks analogy. Why did you think courage box?
Because that's how I've seen myself. Just different things that I've done in life and things that I'm aspiring to do and preparing myself to do, or things that God is preparing me to do. In so many areas of my life, I've always seen myself in a box spiritually, having to kick out of it, in a box professionally, having to kick out of it. And even in a box and things that I want to do. I want to write a book, and it's so many things that I want to do, but I actually have the courage to step out of my comfort zone, get off of my butt, and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be challenging, but I can do this. And when you make that first step, everything else comes easy. The hard part is actually doing it. I said something the other day on my Facebook page. Don't be afraid to climb the stairwell because you can't see all of it. Think about being in a huge skyline building and you're going up the stairwell, but you can't see it all.
Right.
You have to take one step at a time.
Right.
And you have to have the courage enough to say, you know what, I can't see where this is leading, but I'm going to take one step at a time. You can't go anywhere but up. It's going to eventually lead somewhere, and it's going to be at the top.
That's
so powerful. You know, that's how I see courage as being a stairwell in life, that you really just have to take one step at a time and be willing to do that.
And for you, Lisa, what are the things that prevent you from, if at all, from having the courage to step out of your quote unquote, and we'll use the proverbial box, to get to that next place?
I think the fear of the unknown, if you're a control freak, not saying anybody, you know,
Lisa talked about that in depth. And most of us are control freaks.
You know, hello pot, hello kettle. when you are used to being in control, whether it be because you have to be in control or because your spouse or your children or your people that you have surrounded yourself look to you to fix it, make it, find it, build it, whatever, mm-hmm. you are used to being in the role of control. And so the fear of the unknown, especially when you're taking others along on the journey, mm-hmm. is overwhelming. And when you can't see the next step, and it is as much a step of faith as it is a step of courage, in my mind. I think faith and courage go hand in hand. And I've said to you, Carlette, how God puts these stepping stones in front of you and you don't even know it. These people that come into your life can either hinder you as a hurdle or they can be that stepping stone moving you further into the next chapter where God sees you being to your fullest potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to recognize and separate ourselves, separate the hurdles from the stepping stones, because stepping stones are our blessings that are moving us backwards. The hurdles are what are keeping us stagnant in that box.
Mm-hmm.
And so too many times we let ourselves fall down because of the hurdle. There are more hurdles in a day than there are stepping stones in a lifetime, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
You have got to overcome, if you want to call it a hurdle, your own personal fear, distractions from the naysayers. This is not their journey. It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And grab a hold of those stepping stones. I've said too many times in our relationship, I know that you were a stepping stone that God put into my life. You have moved me. You have been one of the powers that have moved me, Carlette, through a very treacherous journey. You have been an element of my courage. Mm. And so we have to recognize those people in our path, because we can see who the hurdles are. We could sit here and name all day who those hurdles are.
Uh-huh.
Leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Move beyond them. Take the patience. Think within. Look within. Like you told me, Lisa, just sit and be still and listen.
Mm-hmm.
What is he trying to tell you? You have told me that. And no one had ever told me just to shut up and be quiet and listen for him.
Because isn't it true, though, that in our quest to be in control and this, I'm sure this is true for men, but as we are women, we understand it. And I'm one of those people that wanted everything yesterday, 10 years ago.
Yes.
And so I can confidently tell you to be still and to be quiet. But when we're in control, we want to help God. I can't tell you how many times, Risa's laughing, I can't tell you how many times I have said, okay, you're not getting it done quickly enough, God. I need to step in and I need to help. But you know what that is? No, I'm serious. And I'm going to mess it up 100% of the time because I haven't been able to sit still. I can remember when I was contemplating, I was praying every day, Lord, help me, eradicate me from my job. You know what my heart's desire is. You know what I want to do. You put it in me. God, why don't I hear anything? And I clearly, I kid you not, heard that still small voice say, you didn't hear anything because I didn't say anything.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my direct words. Wow. You didn't hear anything because I didn't say anything. And if you're not hearing anything, that means you have to have the courage to be still. Hey, everybody, I got to take a quick break here. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and you're on point.
On me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. Some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity.
Bigger. What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Also, Red River Bank, everyday extraordinary banking, committed to the financial well-being of Central Louisiana. This morning, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and we're joined by Lisa, strong woman. I ain't going to even call her a white woman. Strong woman Campo and Teresa Bowie. I'm telling you, the conversation is absolutely amazing. I'm still talking about, because you are still talking about, our conversation with the great and iconic Lisa Gibbons. Her book, y'all, I don't get a dime for promoting it, but you know what? We love, love, love to pour water on others. Her book is called Take Two, Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. And I was so moved throughout the book about so many things. We're talking about courage. And one of the things that she wrote is that courage is fear that has said its prayers. And we were talking about that, and we were talking about the steps. And Risa, you had a powerful, powerful analogy about the serenity prayer, and I want you to talk about that.
Well, I was saying that it's my belief that God gave the author of the serenity prayer the insight for us to focus on the fact that he's telling us, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
And let's stop right there. Serenity is a lot of things. It is saying, grant me the peace.
The peace.
Grant me
the comfort.
The comfort. Grant me the okay to just mm-hmm. be. Mm-hmm. So serenity is a lot of things. Contentment. Mm-hmm. Just being, you know?
He has to give that because it doesn't come naturally. We need that serenity mm-hmm. to be able to just be calm and content mm-hmm. and say, you know what, I can't do anything about it. And that's hard. That's a whole nother topic within
mm-hmm.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes on to say, but grant me the courage to change the things that I can change and the wisdom to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so the serenity prayer, what it tells me is God has already instilled in us mm-hmm. what we need to mm-hmm. be able to change the things that we have control over.
And then it says to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to change the things that I can. And I think that's the kicker. What we have to realize, my sisters, there are some things you just cannot change.
And you have to know the difference.
And you have to know
you
the
have
difference.
To.
And see, this is where we miss it because we are trying to change everything and everybody. We're trying to change our kids. We're trying to change our husbands. We're trying to change. And what I learned early on, and then this is what the next statement says, and the wisdom to know the difference. What I learned early on is I had to have courage to know that I couldn't change my husband. But courage spans so broad and so wide. It takes courage to live everyday life. It takes courage to step out of that proverbial box and step into, to step
I like to call it to step out of the boat where there's safety, there's comfort, there's peace in the boat. As long as the boat is corked up and good, we ain't going to sink. But partner, when you step out of the boat,
can you swim?
Or can you just trust?
I think also the courage is having the courage to know that really, the only things that you can change is you.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, you can only change you. And mm-hmm. for myself, you'd be so surprised how much your world will open up when you change yourself
mm-hmm.
from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else, it doesn't matter,
because mm-hmm.
that's the thing of serenity. You can't change mm-hmm. anybody. We can't change our husbands, our kids,
mm-hmm.
but we can change ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, the world will open up.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Lisa.
I think we cannot change them. However,
is this a control moment?
No.
Okay.
As the woman in the house, it's kind of like my big fat Greek wedding. The husband may be the head, but we are the neck and the muscle in the neck.
Absolutely.
That turns that head. And I wholeheartedly believe that if I walk through my home with a spring in my step and a smile on my face and a good tone in my voice,
mm-hmm.
that dictates what I'm going to get back from my husband and my children. Even if they come through the door being smackety mouth with me, if I stay that course
mm-hmm.
and continue with the right attitude
mm-hmm.
and I set that beat, that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to get back.
And I wrote on that, I journaled on that, and even have talked about that women are the tone setters. We are the tone setters for our home. But it takes, again, we're talking about courage, but I'm talking about this book because I really, and I know I say this a lot, y'all, I read so that you'll want to read. But I truly believe after reading Lisa's story, it is a book that we can all learn from. And then I'm talking still about courage, but I told her that I fell in love when I read her transformation proclamation. And it takes courage to write about yourself. Now, I had this and I was like, wow, somebody else is doing this. And I know lots of you are probably doing it, and maybe many of you are not. I didn't call it my transformation proclamation. I simply call it what God says about me. And it is up on the side of my wall where I get dressed every single morning in my bathroom. And so when I'm brushing my teeth and getting ready, I start to say those things that I believe God is saying about me. And I believe it takes courage, Teresa, to really say some things. And she said, oh, when you read it, it sounded lofty. I didn't want it to be lofty. And it's not about being lofty, but it's about what we're saying about ourselves. And I'll just read just a little bit for those people who maybe missed it yesterday. Her transformation proclamation starts as this follows. I proclaim that this and every day is a blank page, a new chance to see things the way I want to. I choose to see possibilities. And then she says, it's a choice, not chance, that creates fate in life. And she goes on to say some other things. But as I was reading the book, as I was talking to Lisa on yesterday, I said, you know what? It takes courage to say some things about yourself and to affirm yourself every single morning. Have you ever thought about that, Teresa, affirming yourself?
I believe with yourself, and it's twofold with me, with yourself and with other people,
mm-hmm.
you have to set the atmosphere.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. In your home,
right,
with your family, smiling, putting pleasant things and thoughts and energy into your home, you're just setting the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a plant or a garden. You can't control when it grows and how much it grows,
right,
but you can fertilize it, you can nurture it, you can do what you need to do to reap a great harvest from it. But then with yourself, you have to set the atmosphere. Like you said, you have something in your bathroom that reminds you every day.
Uh-huh.
All you're doing is setting the atmosphere in your spirit to start your day.
Absolutely.
If you set the atmosphere in a negative light
mm-hmm.
every single day, well, mm-hmm. you're going to reap negative benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's important. You set yourself up to have courage. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come naturally, but you have to feed. You have to invest.
That's right.
You have to crop and till and sow within your own spirit in order to reap a great harvest for yourself.
Now, I've got to ask both of you guys. Now, you've thought about it. Lisa, have you ever thought about it? Are you affirming yourselves daily?
I think you get into, we create really dirty little habits. And based on what we're exposed to in our relationships, whether it be in our marriages or in our careers, we wake up day after day and you push yourself, you find yourself allowing yourself to push yourself further and further down like the negative sources around you have. And so it's almost like making a choice to stop drinking or stop smoking or to start exercising. Today, I'm going to start exercising. You know what? Today, I'm going to tell myself, yes, you can, and push the negative out. And, you know, you've watched me go through this journey and this career change. And so one of the things that I have felt, and I know so many friends right now that are going through this, and I'm seeing them make the journey, whether they're just now starting it or they're making that journey and seeing success in their new little companies they're opening in the community. There's so many people you and I both know in this journey where I know that just like me, they're waking up and they're looking at themselves in the mirror and they still hear that whisper, you know, this could still fail. No, there is no room for failure.
Hold that
I will
thought.
Not hear it.
Hold that thought. I gotta take a break here, y'all. But this is critically important to courage. What are we doing on a daily basis, my sisters, to affirm ourselves? And I guarantee you, this is smart talk for smart people. Stay on point. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4255. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state.
State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, also J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Y'all, this is just smart talk for smart people, real women, real talk. And this morning we're joined by Teresa Bowie and Lisa Campo, and we're talking about Lisa Gibbons' conversation with us yesterday on the official OPT network. The book is amazing. Take Two is the book. You can go to our website. You can see the book. But I really, really wanted to share more of the book with you all this morning because it is such an incredible journey. And I told Lisa and Risa that I wanted to stay on affirming yourself. I'm talking to everybody, but I'm really speaking to my sister friends, to women out there who you are broken, you are sad, you are filled with anxiety. You know that greatness lie within, but you don't know how to birth it. And you're going through. And I said to Teresa and Lisa, we can say all of the things that we're afraid about, we're concerned about, but what and how are we affirming ourselves, not just this day, but every day consistently? And Lisa, you were talking before we went to the break, and I'm sorry I had to cut you off in the middle of that. And you were talking about all of the people that are on this journey.
I just think that too many times we feel like it's me, I'm alone. And it's not. We're not. We are all in the same struggle, trying to kick out of our box, find our way, make it a better day, be the better me. But it's easier. Like I said, I don't know if we were on break or on the air when we did talk. I mean, it just the conversation just flows the whole time we're off the air, guys. You know, it's kind of like easier. What's easier? Find a salad or find a cheeseburger? Well, we can go through and somehow slug a cheeseburger at us. We can get that eaten in 2 seconds. Okay. Sometimes it's harder in life to make the right decisions and to affirm ourselves. It's so much easier to walk around cowered down by the negative, the naysayers. It takes more courage to roll your shoulders back, hold that head up high, and inside let your eternal voice say over and over as loud as it can, I can, I will, I must. There is no room for failure. And you know, we have to be very careful who we expose ourselves to, but again, I don't know if we're on break or not when this was said. It's not really who we expose ourselves to, but do we really let them in? Because you can't, if you were the last person on earth, would you still be perfect? No. We've got to make a daily choice of how much we allow ourselves to absorb
and those,
the good and the bad.
And those Debbie Downers that will come in, whether meaningful or meaningless, they'll come in and they'll spoon feed that doubt.
And let me say this. Oh, for so long, I felt like I was a personal target. And now on the other side, looking back, I know it was never about me. It was always about their own unhappy journey. And so get off my road. This is my highway. This is my happy. I'm so sorry you're so sad. But if you like the barnacles on a ship, I don't know if we're on the air or off the air.
We were off the air.
I talked about how you go through, you know, the river and you've got on this little boat and you get all of these, you know, like the commercial with the insurance with the sucker on the car, the rate sucker or something. They attach and they suck the joy out of your life. You're allowing them to. Get off. This is not your journey. And if you're allowing your brain to manifest and focus on their negative, there are some days that you've got to let your internal voice scream over the negative, because there's more out there. There are more negative out there than there are happy walking around.
Go ahead, Teresa.
And you're so right, and I tell people all the time, it's when you're faced with adversity and negativity, and it's just test. And it's not about
them. And you know what? As you're saying that, I hear somebody in the spirit saying, honey, y'all are talking to me. I'm faced with it on my job every day. Sister, I heard you. But you can make a decision. And what we have to know is that those Debbie Downers are putting the way that they feel onto us. And you can accept that or you can reject that.
Exactly.
You have a choice.
You have a choice. And I think, you know, the choice should be like right now to say enough is enough. And you know, I'm always going back to some type of biblical concept or something that I've learned in studying and reading the word. And my spirit is going to David. We have all been in a situation that we question, well, why me? And why do I have to go through this? And why other people get to do this and I have to be stuck doing this? It's to prepare you for something.
Mm-hmm.
And if David was never in the fields, he would have never been prepared to fight Goliath.
That's right. Ooh, that's powerful.
We have to go through things that are uncomfortable. It's not the situation we want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When that giant comes and you have to face him,
because
whether you have the courage to face him or not, he's coming.
Preparation.
And when he comes, you better be prepared.
Absolutely. And you know what? When David was anointed king, he still had to stay out there and tend the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be waiting for your anointing, your queendom or your kingdom, and you still might be metaphorically tending the sheep, because you might be like I was. Okay, you didn't hear anything because I didn't say anything. And you have to have the courage to be able to stand and be serene in that moment, in that time. But I really, really want to challenge all of those smart listeners this morning, whether you're man, woman, or child, because we've had to do this with our son. I challenge people to come up with whatever you want to call it, your confession, your proclamation, your declaration about yourself. And see, what I have learned over time, what time has taught DC and I, is that it's great to start a thing. Because a new broom, a lady I used to work with, she used to say this all the time. She'd say, a new broom always sweeps good. But what wisdom has taught us is that it's the slow turtle in the race. Mm-hmm. It is being consistent. And so every single morning, we wake up and we declare some things about ourselves. I mean, every morning, without fail. And so you were saying, Risa, I know I have all this greatness within me. You got to start writing that down. Those things in which you have heard from the source greater than yourself, mm-hmm. you got to write that down. The word says write the vision.
And I journal a lot.
And make it plain. And you got to put that before your eyes every single day. And we take that like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go to the mm-hmm. bathroom, I'm saying what I'm declaring, what I'm expecting.
One of my answers to negativity for myself, do it. Oh, I need to lose weight. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a job and, I need to find another job, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really reverse the negativity that comes through your mind, you'd be surprised how much power that gives you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you guys, I think it was on break, when I journal every month, I make myself write 20 new things good about myself or that I've accomplished in the 30 days prior. And that is such a challenge, because what it's making me do is think about, are you really, really progressing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really moving? And if not, do it.
Mm.
And it takes courage to look back at those notes and say, ooh,
mm-hmm.
I really haven't done much, or what can I say about myself? But it's pulling something out of me. Sometimes we have things buried so deep down and so deep within. You have to pull it out.
Now, Risa, I gotta add this, because this is so on point with what you're saying. Success is a journey, not a destination. The doing is often more important mm-hmm. than the outcome, says the great Arthur Ashe. That is apropos. Do it. Do it. And it takes courage to do it. And you know what happens with us? We really get angry when we see other people just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we want to become Debbie Downers. You know why? You know why your sister friend is ragging on you, and covertly, and I mean just really secretly.
Indirectly. Sometimes I don't even think they realize they're doing
no,
it.
No, but it is
sad.
Their fear. It is their lack of courage.
Lack of
and they see you just, I mean, my theme song is A Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Oh, my God.
That is my theme song. That is my theme song. When they see that your pockets are filled with sunshine, they want to beat you down.
But see, with me, honestly, I don't there are Debbie Downers that I recognize in my life, but I turn it around because as soon as I see it, I'm so spiritually confrontational. It's like, that's how I put it.
Ooh, spiritually when confrontational.
When I see those Debbie Downers and the spirit of discernment says, you know what, that person is really not for you.
Uh-huh.
Their pocket full of sunshine, setting the atmosphere.
They got a pocket full of black dust.
That I have. But I feel like I have control to set the atmosphere, to set the tone. If I can do it in my home, I can do it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
With everybody that I come in contact with. So when I see them, and they're like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl.
It is so good to see you.
Hey, girl.
You.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
look amazing.
Yeah. And I'm
now,
not doing it
fake?
To be I'm not doing it to be ugly.
Thank you.
I'm sincere about it.
Okay.
I'm trying to put positive. God, let's put some positive out there.
All right. Hey, everybody. I hear the music. It's Smart Talk for smart people. And it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, For your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. Now, if you're just joining us, we're joined by Lisa Campo, Teresa Bowie, and we're talking about Lisa Gibbons' book, but we're talking about courage. We're also joined by Mary Boyd Smith, who is a licensed counselor. And Mary, good morning, and thank you for calling to weigh in. I was talking about, and we have been talking about, affirming one's self, and you brought only what a counselor and a clinician could bring to this subject. Talk about it.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed everything. The wisdom is wonderful for you ladies who were there this morning. So I just want to add to it. And my word for you ladies, for everyone who's out there in the listening audience this morning, is to realize we can all do it, but we have to let go of our past, the hurts. We have to clean it out. And I say clean it out, clean it up, and begin to affirm ourselves by putting some good stuff in us. Let go of forgiveness. Let go of the hurt that we've experienced. Begin to experience some self-love. Have deposits like this book that we're talking about. But the best book you can ever read is the Bible. It will give you the words and the wisdom that you need to begin to self-affirm yourself. No matter where you are this morning, and somebody said, oh, Mary Smith, just don't know what happened to me when I was six. Oh, you just don't know what I'm going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter. Start from where you are. Be sick and tired enough of being whatever you are that is wrong with you to say, okay, I'm just going to start today with one simple process, but clean the mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And remember all of the stuff that our ladies have just said to us about affirming ourselves by not going around with the people who are going to be putting us down or the negative things that are going to happen to us. If you want good results, you got to put in good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So clean out the mess and put in some good stuff. Begin to affirm yourself.
And you know what? One of the things that you talked about, Mary, is unforgiveness. And many, many, especially women, I think we are the keepers and the holders of unforgiveness. And this is what you'll hear us say. Oh, I can forgive, but I tell you what, I ain't gonna never, ever forget what he did or what they did. Go ahead.
Let me tell you what about unforgiveness. If you've ever seen someone with a cancerous sore, perhaps a person that's a diabetic, and you look at that sore that is running, it's nasty, pulse is running from it, and it stinks. That's what unforgiveness is inside of us. And what's in you come out. When all of that junk is in you, the least little thing somebody says to you, we begin to feel because that stuff is in us. When we forgive, it's not about the person that did something to us. It releases us from what has happened.
Right. And I think ladies, Mary makes an interesting point because, like I said, only a clinician could look at self-affirmation and self-love, Mary, the way that you have and the way that you've broken it down. Now, I want to speak to those women, those people that are holding on to hatred, to anger, to anxiety.
Let it go.
But Mary, that's so, I can hear him. I hear him in the spirit. That's so easy to say. Go ahead, Teresa.
For me, the one thing that I have done in my life to get through hurts and trauma and things that I've been through that has affected me negatively is to realize that, one, it's not about me. And
exactly. Most
importantly, and when I say it's not about me, I mean what happened wasn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
But also how I can grow from that. It's not just about me. I could wake up every morning and tell myself all kind of good things, and that's fine and wonderful for myself. But for me, investing into other people,
mm-hmm.
negative people, or people that may have went through or going through the same thing that I went through, when I realize I have the power and the authority in my spirit to change somebody else,
mm-hmm.
it builds me and it empowers me to be able to grow and stand and say, you know what? I know who and whose I am because the spirit is building me, but because I can see myself building other people.
Mm-hmm.
So for ladies that are going through things and they're having trouble letting go, I can guarantee you, if you connect with somebody and you become a mentor and an empower and an encourager to someone mm-hmm. else that can identify with what you're going through, not only will you help them, but you'll help yourself heal, and your empowerment will just begin to grow. And with me in ministry and mentoring, that's what keeps me going.
But you
just
know,
that is a wonderful tool for healing. And just one step farther than that, and she touched on it when she was beginning, it is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
Hurting people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And the cycle goes on because mm-hmm. every time somebody hurt somebody and then they hurt somebody
mm-hmm.
else, unless they get healed, which is Teresa is talking about now. And the way to really get healing is to realize that person who hurt you has been hurted.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hurt them,
mm-hmm.
and they are dealing with that. They were not fortunate enough at the time that they hurt you to get a healing.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop the cycle of hurting mm-hmm. one another.
Go ahead, Lisa. That's great, Mary.
I really want to.
Go ahead.
There's so many. These conversations are like swirling. It's so awesome. You know, what Miss Mary is saying, this hurt that this person has, you said a few moments ago, Carlette, you know, we are so guilty of, oh, I'm going to forgive him, but don't think I'm ever going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God knows you're not going to forget it, people.
That's
we're not,
right.
God, don't we wish that we could remove the chip from our brain that can take out the pain someone else has put in our soul.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're not going to forget, but yes, it manifests and it will ruin your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what my brain is thinking right now is, so we're telling all these people, forgive and move on for your own internal happiness. But by doing that, we are not saying, let this person back in to rule your day.
Absolutely.
Because there are so many times in our lives, whether it be a parent or an ex-spouse
mm-hmm.
or a sibling or an external family member or a coworker, you can't cut this person out like cancer and leave it in the operating room.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to do it. And it's sad to say we've got people in our lives that we just wait for the day that the good Lord will take them off this earth to free us of that burden. I'm going to hell for saying it, but it's true. You know, everybody has someone like that in their life.
That's just
it is the truth. This is real women, real talking.
This
you
is
know,
real women and real
we
talk.
We all have someone
exactly.
in our life that we're like, God, I love them. But God, I know the day you take them, it will be a relief on my soul. But these are people you cannot give your day. Give them access to your day because
mm-hmm.
they will continue. Even though you have tried, forgive,
mm-hmm.
forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You stand too close to the fire, which your mama say, don't stick your hand in the fire. It's going to burn it. You stick your hand in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stick your hand in the fire. You're going to
mm-hmm.
burn it. There are relationships like this that people, they will think, oh, she's forgiven me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the fishing rod out, hook, line, and
mm-hmm.
sinker, and drag her
back
into
in.
The misery.
Mm-hmm.
No. I forgave you. Move on in your life. You be happy.
Right.
I'm happy where I'm at.
And you love them at a distance.
Healthy boundaries.
And you have become a different person, and you are empowered to deal with that person. Another thing about forgiveness, you're exactly right. We don't forget it, but we know that we have forgiven a person when it's no longer
healthy,
heart-wrenching to be around them. We know mm-hmm. our balance, what we can and cannot do with those people, and we know how we can move on and not let that person affect us. Mm. We have empowered ourselves to deal with that person on a level that is healthy for us, and we do not have to apologize to anybody about what we do or do not do with that person, because we know where we are and where we've come from with that. And when once we've hit forgiveness, we can move on.
It's okay to move on.
Hey, y'all, hold those thoughts. Y'all, this is Real Women, Real Talk. I just got a text in that is incredible. It says the first step is to forgive yourself. You're on point, everybody. I gotta get a break, but we're back right after this.
Okay, I didn't hear you. Go ahead. Okay. Sounds good. Oh, look,
your bank
I love
knows
you
who
guys.
You are. At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday and it's Real Women, Real Talk. This segment sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In the studio, we're joined by Lisa Campo, Teresa Bowie, and Mary Boyd Smith on the phone, who is a clinical psychologist. And, you know, as we were having this conversation, what we realized is that next week, we've got to talk about how to help people heal, Mary, and how to start the process of healing. And with that said, Mary, we're talking about, first of all, before you can affirm yourself, before you can do any of these things, and I thank you, Angie, for texting in. She said, the first step is to forgive yourself, and many, Mary, are unable to forgive themselves. How do you start that work?
You start that work by acknowledging that you really have some unforgiveness with you and that you have not forgiven yourself. And once you really understand this, you seek ways. And there are different ways to go to that end. But once a woman realizes, I haven't forgiven myself. I don't like myself. I'm embarrassed about what happened. I'm angry about what happened. Then you begin to seek. My word is to seek. You seek. Anytime we get to a point where we want to change, we seek change.
Mm-hmm.
And once a person begins, and we'll talk next week, mm-hmm. how the things that you can do to begin that healing process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that everybody is going through, and the conversation, we just had no idea that it was going to go where it's going. But I think that each of us has got to start to do the work within self. And Teresa, ladies are in here. They're all on their iPhones texting and, I guess, talking to people. It's a conversation that women and even men, we need this exchange, but we really need to understand. See, before you can fix a thing, you got to know a thing is wrong.
And you got to know what it is that you need to fix.
Absolutely.
You got to know, you got to be able to, and Teresa talked about that. That's not always an easy process. You don't want to really look at what is going on wrong with us. It's easier to jump to affirmation. Let me just start affirming. But you have, the Bible speaks of that. You've built perhaps a good house, but on a bad foundation, and it's going to collapse at some point. So the hard work, I worked with a young lady one time, and she said, "Miss Mary, this is so hard. This is so hard." I said, "But baby, if we can get a good foundation, the rest of this is going to be easier." And I remember she came in one day, and Amanda looked. She said, "Miss Mary, she doesn't look like the same person." Mm. It wasn't about me, but we did some hard work, and we had to start from when she was a child. And once we got all of that mess up and we began to build on that, she just soared.
And Miss Mary, I want to go back to what you just said about the foundation, Miss Mary. You know, too many times as a married couple, speaking on behalf of married couples, we focus on the wrong thing, guys. Let's look at the foundation. If you've got a good foundation, don't build that castle so high with the wrong things. It's going to come tumbling down.
Exactly.
Focus on your structure. Focus on your foundation and not all the other things that do not matter. At the end of the day, you want to know that when the money's gone, the great sex is gone, skinny bodies are gone, whatever it is that makes you happy right now, when all that is gone, is that partner going to hold your hand and love you like the bride you were the day he took you?
All right, Risa.
Exactly. Even the emptiness syndrome. A good foundation marriage looks forward to an emptiness.
And those are things, y'all, we've got to do a part two. We've got to revisit this. It's such a deep and profound conversation. We really have to start the healing process. Risa, 30 seconds. Give me your last thought.
I think in my final thoughts of courage, ladies, you have to have the courage to acknowledge the issue, the courage to forgive, the courage to allow yourself to heal, the courage to share your sunshine. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is when the storm is over, God sends the rainbow in the clouds. That's a sign that it's over. He gives us that once we get through our whatever we're going through, and he gives us that spiritual rainbow and that pocket full of sunshine. We have to have the courage to share it with other people.
Absolutely. We want to thank Teresa Bowie, Lisa Campo, Mary Boyd Smith, a licensed clinical social worker with over 30 years of experience at Sin Law Counseling and Consulting Agency. Mary, thank you for being on point. We're going to do this next Friday, and we want to encourage people to tune in. And Mary, at that point, we want to give women and give people that are hurting some real practical ways that they can become free,
become free
of the bondages that have held them down from loving themselves and affirming themselves. We want to thank all of you for spending an incredible, incredible part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. The reason why we do it is because we love you. God loves you even more than that. Hey, there's my song. Man, we love you guys. And it's all about being the change that you want to see. Remember, for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, we thank you. We appreciate you. And I think Paul said it he said it best last week. He said, be kind to yourself. If you just start right there, just start with being kind to your own self. Y'all, it's Friday. You all have been tuned in to Smart Talk for smart people that is always on point. Hey, have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we're going to see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home. And there's no more lies in the darkness is light, and nobody cries. There's only butterflies.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten.